Hi, this is a dictation for Debbie Record, D-E-B-B-I-E-R-E-C-O-R-D. Date of birth is 9/29/1959. Date of service is 6/17/2025. Patient has been referred from our primary care doctor for evaluation and treatment by actually her insurance company. And she was first time seen on 5/28/2025. And the patient is suffering from severe pain in the lower back, both knees and both hips, that are majorly deformed, degenerated, and in extreme maladaptation, difficulty in walking. She is utilizing a rollator walker to be able to walk. The MRI that was submitted to us are from MRI of Southfield, dated October 26, 2024. It reports that there is a history of spinal fusion in 2018. And in the MRI, there are findings of L3-4 fusion hardware with interbody spacer and decompressive laminectomy with multiple osteophytes, central canal stenosis at L2-3. With disc herniations, facet arthropathy, ligament of Fleming thickenings. There is a severe right and mild left 2 to 3 foraminal stenosis and left paracentral L1 L2 disc protrusion. But disc bulging at L4 L5. MRI was done in 2024, October 26. A right hip MRI was done. It shows advanced arthritic changes affecting right hips with hip protrusions. The findings are likely caused by advanced atypical osteoarthritis. Another differential diagnosis, CT scan may be required. Further evaluate the lytic changes in the right ischia. While in the right knee, there is moderate degenerative changes in the left knee, with spur formation and periarticular sclerosis along with the medial aspect of the knee joint, with joint space narrowing, with possible minimal widening of the joint spaces in the lateral compartment. Patellar spurs are seen with narrowing of the patellofemoral joint spaces. There is no evidence of fracture or dislocation or joint effusion. The MRI for the right knee is also available, which shows moderate degenerative change in the right knee joint with spur formation with periarticular sclerosis along with the medial aspect of knee joint and with slight joint space narrowing in the medial compartment with the widening of the joint spaces. Patellar spurs are seen with narrowing of the patellofemoral joint spaces, and there's no evidence of fracture or dislocation or significant joint effusion or loose bodies. The patient has been reviewed in great detail. She was referred to an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Cohen, Bobby Cohen, who reviewed her case, did an x-rays. The patient was recommended bilateral total knee replacement. However, she must lose some weight. Currently, she weighs around 220, and the goal is to bring her down at least 40 pounds less. The patient is working at it. She requires pain medication to be able to even do any ADL extreme pain she has. She's also considering having a dura duraline injection, which is hyaluronic acid in a gel form. The injection is around $1,000. And extrapolating if it is covered by her insurance, is willing to do that for both knees. And even a intra-articular hip injection has been proposed to her with steroid. Her knees are quite deformed, requiring an extensive treatment and pain management. Her pain level is always recorded to be 9 in the lower back, and the knees are 10. Very hard to walk for her. Gait is extremely painful. And she reports today patient complains of ongoing pain in both knees, left hip, right hip, and the lower back area across. And these pains are ongoing 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in everywhere. And there is no relief that patient has reported. ADLs are affected 9. So, patient reports 20% relief with the medications that she got on the last first visit. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. In additional history, patient report that she fell recently in the backyard, causing more further pain in the hip, especially the left hip. Substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 187 over 94, pulse 77, pulse ox is 100%. Please review the previous exam, dated 5-28-2025, dictation number 0602-002. Rest of the exam will be the same, general review, the musculoskeleton as well as the extremities examination. Gait is very painful, and there is a tenderness in SI joint. Both the SI joints are positive. For finding like Faber test and consonant test are positive bilaterally, and the distraction test and iliac compression test is also positive, along with the findings of the spine. So the diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to provide the patient with the following medication: lidocaine gel 5% to apply for the both knees and lower back, Elavil 50 mg at night, gabapentin 600 mg 3 times a day for nerve pain, Norco 7.5 mg 325 1 pill a day for 14 days is provided. Patient is supposed to take the pain medicine in the morning before going anywhere. She is referred to Dr. Cohen, an orthopedic surgeon, to review for a total replacement for both the knees and both the hips. Thank you. She'll return in 15 days' time if need be.